Lee Hunsaker is a native Virginian. She spent 20 years in Austin, Texas, working as a costumer in the film industry. Then, in 2008, her life changed.
I was diagnosed with breast cancer. That, of course, puts the brakes on everything and makes you reevaluate your life and where you are and the things you want to change. I decided to move back to Virginia, to Roanoke, where I'm from. I missed the mountains, I missed the people, I missed my family.
She says she realized she needed something more than just coming home.
I needed an outlet to express myself, my grief, my rage, all of those emotions that come with an illness. So I started conducting writing workshops with cancer survivors, and just hearing the stories, hearing people be so raw and honest about their lives made me realize that everybody needs that kind of an outlet. Everybody needs a place to be heard.
Hunsaker created that place with Hoot and Holler, Our Stories Out Loud, a movable feast of storytelling on the porch of a local coffee shop in the warm weather and in a small venue in Old Southwest Roanoke when it turns cold. Regardless of the location, Hunsaker says those who sign up to share always rise to the occasion.
They summons their voice when they get up there, because I think the Hoot and Holler audience is one of the most positive audiences I've ever experienced. You can literally feel the love. People want you to succeed when you're up there, and the storytellers feel that. What comes out of their mouths is usually absolute magic.
Roanoke Times reporter Matt Chittum was one of the first to step up to the Hoot and Holler microphone, telling of life with an alcoholic father and what he discovered after his father's death.
He'd been a shy, stuttering, anxiety-ridden boy. Alcohol had never crossed his lips until he enlisted in the Marine Corps, landed in the Solomon Islands during World War II, where he worked in a motor pool, and he met a guy. The guy was a party person, as he called him. Dad had his first drinks, and for the first time in his life, he said he felt a release from that anxiety, and he just wanted that feeling again.
No matter what someone else's story is, whether or not you can relate to that at all, if you have had none of those experiences, if you can really be present for someone's voice, and if the person talking really speaks from their heart, really speaks the truth, there's going to be something in their story that you can connect to. And that is something I'm learning over and over again.
Hoot and Holler has presented 7 storytelling events since October of last year, each one a sellout. Hunsaker says from the beginning, she knew Roanoke was it.
I decided that Roanoke was going to be an amazing place to hear these voices. It's so rich with character and histories, and it's just part of my soul, and I knew that people would respond. It was sort of a dream event that has blossomed into something that I feel thrilled about and so excited about where we can go with it, too.
The next stop is Floyd Fest, the annual music and art festival this weekend in Floyd County. Hoot and Holler will present 3 storytelling sessions Thursday, Friday, and Sunday. For details on those events and to hear one man's story about an encounter with Mr. T, go to our website, radioiq.org. I'm Luke Church.